You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Doran just screams an expletive. He cusses at the top of his lungs. I look at him like, man, what's going on? I forgot my Skeens theory. We got Derek Shelton comments to go over before we dive headfirst into draft talk coming up at 7. Do you need me to get into the Derek Shelton clip? And we'll do that topic first, and we'll come back to your Skeens theory?
Yeah. CTESPN over here. Like, I can't remember anything. Unbelievable.
At least CTESPN's getting stuff right. I can't get stuff right. You can't remember anything. We are a well-oiled machine this morning. And we got people texting in saying this is their favorite morning show of all time so far.
Wait, I think I got it.
See, I was trying to filibuster there. All right, what do you got? Paul Skeens theory. So, I hope it doesn't suck.
I know. Tell me if it does, both of you. Tell me if it sucks, and then I'll never speak again. I'll just quit. See, now I'm messed up again.
Derek Shelton talking about...
Okay, so the way that Jared Jones has been pitching, fantastic, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And, you know, a very, very pleasant surprise. One of the best pitchers in baseball, one of the greatest stories in sports really going right now. Bailey Falter, if you want to go directly to the Pirates, he's been playing and pitching very, very well. Pleasant surprise. Crowley thought he was trash. He's not trash. He's pretty good. Did very well last night, got them the win. I think when Paul Skeens actually gets called up, I think Mitch Keller will look at it and look at the situation like, I cannot get pushed down any farther. And I think that that's when we'll see the truest form of Mitch Keller. Whenever Paul Skeens gets called up, he'll start to hit his stride then, and then he'll be in the mix. I think everybody's going to play pretty consistent, play the way that they've been playing until Skeens gets called up. But my real theory is...
Oh, that's not even the theory.
No. I think that to fans and people like us, we'll be very, very underwhelmed by what Paul Skeens is going to do, maybe within like the first couple starts, because we... have been accustomed to Jared Jones, Bailey Falter, and then Mitch Keller will start to come on the scene. That Skeens will not that we'll like.
He won't disappoint.
He won't disappoint, but we'll be like, well, where's the 102? Like, why isn't he getting 8 Ks?
Mm-hmm.
Because he got like 5. Why isn't he getting, you know, 7 Ks and he got 4? Like, I think that he's going to be very, very underwhelming because of the pitching situation that is here now.
All right, I'll address both of these. We're going to hear from Derek Shelton coming up in the next segment, talking about the Jared Jones decision in that Mets series and whether or not he would do it again. So we will get to that. Mitch Keller spoke yesterday, I think it was with Hannah Mears, I want to say, about Jared Jones raising the bar for everyone in that rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And Bailey Falter looks at Jared Jones and goes, well, he's filling up the strike zone. I'm going to try to fill up mm-hmm. the strike zone.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mitch Keller says he has collectively raised the game of everybody else because they see, oh, he's not afraid to throw strikes, so we're going to try to go out there and let our stuff play. So you say if Skeens comes up and he gets bumped maybe one more rung down and that'll motivate him? I don't disagree with that at all. As for your Skeens theory, that's a great take. It's a great take. There is... Honestly, it is unlikely that Paul Skeens is going to come up here and through 5 starts be as good as Jared Jones was through 5 starts.
Or Bailey.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. If he comes up, man, and has a 3.33 ERA, which is what Bailey Falter has, through 5 starts, we're all going to be happy and impressed with Paul Skeens. But that's not what Jared Jones is doing.
Right.
Jared Jones has an ERA under 3, and he's striking everybody out. Skeens is going to come up and strike guys out. He's not going to be as good as Bailey Falter through 5 starts. It's not going to happen because you can count on one hand the number of guys who have done with what Jared Jones has done. We had a stat yesterday that nobody, apart from five other guys, has struck out seven or more in each of their first five starts, going back to 1893.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Like, Skeens is going to come up. He's probably going to look very good. He's not going to be as good as Jones. And people are going to go, oh, wow, oh, geez, who's the better guy? Hey, it's probably Jared Jones.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's going to be very underwhelming, but underwhelming that, you know, you could kind of just look the other way with it because of the way that the started rotation has been playing. You could kind of look the other way, but he's going to be underwhelming where he almost be not an afterthought, but, you know, oh, wow, okay, well, I guess it's going to take a little bit more time. What, Jared Jones, though? Bailey, wow, Bailey. But, you know, Mitch Keller's now, you know, $75 million. Okay, that looks like him.
I just turned my microphone off. What the hell is happening today? The difference between Skeens and those guys is, while there was a level of expectation for Jared Jones, he has so far exceeded that.
Yes.
While there were zero expectations for Bailey Falter, he looks like Jeff Locke on steroids from when Jeff Locke was pitching well in 2013. Paul Skeens' expectation level is up here.
It's easier to climb up the hill than to stay on top of the hill.
Did you just come up with that?
Yeah.
TM. I like those theories, Doran.
He's starting. So, like, the expectations are ridiculous right now. He's almost destined to, like, not fail, but not do well.
He's destined to be the second best pitcher on the staff this year. And no one would have thought that coming in. I think most people thought the second he takes the bump in Pittsburgh, he's far and away their number one starter.
Yeah.
And, all right, try to take that mantle from Jared Jones. And you talk about the pushing each other element of all of this at the competition. You don't think Skeens is going to want to go out there and outdo Jared Jones?
And that's kind of what wraps around to my whole, you know, conversation. That's the kind of central part of it, is that maybe to fans he will be underwhelming, but there's something else that is brewing in that locker room and in that dugout and in the bullpen, and that it will breed the success in the competition for everybody to play at a high level. And then you kind of sit there and you're like, wow, like, if we were to make it to the playoffs and these pitchers were pitching as consistently as they have been, and it's going to fall off for everybody at some point.
Yeah.
I get it, but pitch pretty well, that you could see them being a playoff pitchers. Then you kind of see, like, well, Jared Jones, then is it Skeens? Is it Keller? Or is it Keller? Is it Skeens? Is it Falter? Like, you got four guys.
And Martin Perez has been pretty good too.
Like, you're in a pretty good spot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.